Last year, Twitter feeds and comment sections all over the web were rocked by a short, simple, strong show of solidarity. It came in the form of a hashtag, #MeToo. Women everywhere shared their experiences of sexual harassment and assault, harmonising voices to reach a near deafening roar that broke the internet. And while a display of this magnitude sparked optimism for a brighter future for females, anyone with a Facebook account knows that the internet is not always the most supportive place for discussion.
I'm struggling to see why everyone is so up in arms. She didn't say no or stop.
You do not need to say no or stop for it to be rape.
If he's intoxicated, he can't consent either.
If you're drunk and commit a crime, you still
How is he supposed to know she didn't consent? Read her mind?
I'm not saying be a mind reader, but if you've coerced a chick
I am so strongly against violence against women, it isn't funny. Having said that, I'm also a man and can imagine being held at the whim.
There's so much shit going on. Who's got the time and emotional energy to constantly get worked up
with being raped?
So, what the deluded
feminazis here would like us to believe?
So, she didn't consent, but fucked him anyway?
Am I currently in a nightmare, or did I actually just read what's in the comments above?
What you just heard was a Facebook comment thread on an article about a high-profile rape case from early last year. That article was posted after the alleged rapist had already been convicted. I spoke with Karen Willis, Executive Officer of the Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia, about what social media can offer the victims whose pain motivates these political movements.
It's an opportunity for communities of people who never would have any chance of meeting or getting together, being able to meet in that electronic environment and have discussions about issues that concern them, but also promote them to the broader community.
But although the internet can provide a sense of comfort and community to these victims, it can also act as a trigger.
Look, I think there's two problems when talking about sexual violence is that just talking about it will have a negative impact on a person who's experienced it, because soon as there's a discussion, somewhere in that person's mind will fly back to their own experience and they will re-remember. And depending on the level of detail of discussion, depending on how well they've processed their trauma, sometimes those memories can be incredibly distressing. Now, even when they're really supportive comments, that can still be the case. When, of course, those comments are derogatory or demeaning or seek to blame the victim, when those things happen, of course, it's terribly hurtful. So it can be hurtful in two ways.
A 2016 study by the University of Southern California observed that a quarter of all comments on online articles about sexual assault are on some level blaming the victim. I asked Karen why she thinks that's the case.
Gender inequity, power and control and patriarchy, I think, is probably the key answers there. What we know about sexual assault and domestic violence is that the key underlying cause is gender inequity. If we could get equality amongst the genders, we would dramatically reduce to a very small amount the occurrences of this kind of violence. And to do that, of course, there's a whole stack of drivers and there's a range of different things that we need to do. But while we have gender inequity, we will have violence against women and children in the form of sexual assault and domestic violence. So talking about why we still don't have those understandings, to maintain that gender inequity, one of the things has been violence against women, and part two of that has been to blame them for what's occurred.
And it seems that victim blaming is less about blaming the victim and more about controlling the behaviour of the masses.
You know, if don't go out walking at night, and then if a woman does and she's sexually assaulted, well, there, we told you so. And the impact of that, of course, is to keep women locked in their homes. Great, terrific. So you can't do night shift, you can't go out to that evening networking party. And if you do and you're sexually assaulted, well, you know, it was your fault. So it is a way of society pressuring women into a certain way of being and doing things, which is, you know, staying at home, only going out with the protection of a man, behaving in certain ways, thinking in certain ways, not stepping outside the lines that are established by the powers that be for their convenience, and of course the powers that be are men. Like,
when asked whether she thinks that a trending hashtag has the capacity to incite real and lasting change, Karen was optimistic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time there's a big step, there's a big step and we can't go back. In the 90s, there was a terrible war in the former Yugoslavia. that was the first time that in any big way the reporting about the use of rape as a tool of war actually hit the public headlines. And when you looked at it, the reason for that is that in previous wars, around about 1% of the media correspondents were female. So overwhelmingly it was men. Men told war stories, men tell men's stories. 30% of the media correspondents in the Bosnia-Herzegovina war were women. Women went looking for women's stories and other women told them their stories. All of a sudden, the rest of the world knew that rape was used as a tool of war. So once we've realised that, and once that's in a public conscience, we can't go back. With the Me Too, we've now, as a community, said, yes, sexual harassment and sexual assault in workplaces is endemic. And the power and control dynamics that go with it, where bosses use their power and control over staff, those bosses and other people in workplaces being called out, doesn't matter how powerful they are, that's now happened. And we're not going to be able to go back from that. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be smooth sailing, but every step we take, it's now happened and it can't be changed.